from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Is water wet? Is the sky blue? Does Dan Orlovsky love unseasoned food? I don't mean to be pat, but this is one of the easiest decisions that Dallas has ever had to make because it was very obvious that this deal would get done, and for good reason. CeeDee Lamb was one of the best receivers in the NFL last year. He has been for a few years, but last year he was exceptional, leading the league in targets, catches, yards after the catch. He has this rare blend of winning at all three levels, but catching everything thrown his way. He's unbelievable with the ball in his hands.
Mina Kimes on the Cowboys signing CeeDee Lamb. Jerry Jones had interesting comments about guys playing in the final year of a contract or just anyone being in the last year of a contract. Talked about it, I think, as an answer to a Mike McCarthy question about he believes that people with angst and with pressure are pressed to perform and bring their best. Okay. It costs him more money in the long run. Cost him more with CeeDee Lamb waiting on an extension. Going to cost more Micah Parsons. Going to cost more Dak Prescott. But CeeDee Lamb re-signs with the Cowboys. Not a surprise. Was always going to go that way. I don't know if anybody out there faded him in a fantasy draft because he hadn't gotten an extension yet. He's awesome and totally worth it. 803-0550. Okay, so kick up some speculation on receiver if you want because Tyrell Shavers has been waived.
And if you want, Matt Bove, we saw tweeting about like, hey, maybe this opens up a spot for them to add another one.
Make a trade.
Guess the Giants just waived.
Isaiah Hodgins. I got to go outside.
Reunion? An Isaiah Hodgins reunion, perhaps? What's that bad? It's that bad?
I mean, it's just deck chairs on the Titanic. Is what it is. Not that the Bills are the Titanic, but come on.
That's what it sounded like.
I'll just say this. Maybe I haven't said this enough, this strongly enough. I think the Bills are Brandon Ayuk away from being the team they've been the last 4 years and just as good, if not better. And without that guy, they're not that team.
That's it? One guy?
Yep. I think they're one player away from me feeling 10 times better about what they want to be. It's important to mention here, I don't believe for a second that they don't want an elite player at that position. I think that they don't have one. And they hope that one of these guys they have grows into one, or they'll pursue one in the future. I don't believe for a second. Now, maybe it's because I won't allow myself to believe it. But this idea that, no, they don't want to pay a number one receiver. Sure, they do. They
don't have the ability.
They don't have the cap space.
They don't have
right
the
now.
Ability to get one. Right
and
now.
Ayuk would be difficult because they'd have to like rework stuff and make space and make a trip. And I don't think it's going to happen. But I think they're that player away from being awesome.
Well, it's not that guy's not walking through the door right now.
No, he's not walking through the door. And maybe they'll get that guy next year. Or maybe Keon Coleman develops into something incredible and, you know, we're good to go. 803-0550.
One Tim, can hope.
Could it be Tim Patrick to replace Shavers? Is KJ Hamler the guy? I joked with Joe in the break, but I'm not kidding. Did Shavers get cut to make room on the roster for Zach Davidson so they could have four tight ends? I'm not kidding. If they want to be if they want to be a 12 personnel team more, you can't be a team that bails on it when one guy gets hurt, which Dawson Knox, he picks up injuries here and there, and when Dawson Knox got hurt, they didn't go 12.
But they had another tight end. They had
Quentin
Morris, and they still didn't put him on
the
field.
You want to go.
And they have Gilliam, who can play tight end also, and like it's not so they would have had another one in an emergency if something happened to Morris, and they still I don't know. Aren't they? Don't they want to be a 12 personnel team more so because they think they have two good tight ends more than they want to force it? Won't they put their best 11 on the field if one of their tight ends gets injured?
But the problem with their best 11 on the field, they ran into it last year, which is, I guess, that this is where you take away a good receiver because you want another tight end in the field. Last year, 12 meant Shakir couldn't be on the field.
Right.
And that wasn't their best 11. Shakir getting back on the field was a big part of their resurgence.
Yeah. No, they were
last year. They were a team that went to 12 and took a good player off the field. And I guess you could make a case that this year, again, if you go to 12 more often, you're not taking a. I mean, you still might be taking Shakir off the field, or Mac Hollins off the field, or Coleman off the field.
I don't know. Is Mac Hollins one of their two receivers out there when they're in 12 personnel?
Probably.
They're gonna, and what that's gonna do to you as an offense, and maybe they want to be this. They want, because what you will be is a better running team. If you do that, right? If Mac Hollins is out there a receiver, and imagine it's Hollins and Coleman on the outside, and then you have Kincaid and Knox as your two tight ends. I mean, you're big and you're physical, yeah. Right? So you might think, I could block anybody with those four guys out there on the field. But what you also are going to be is slow. You're a slow, slow offense if you're playing with that package.
And if you're playing with that package of a slow offense, your coordinator's got work to do. They want explosive plays, right?
Yeah, I know, man. Like we walked into the offseason, and that was the message. And just here we are. Are they going to keep four? Maybe not. I don't know if they're going to keep three tight ends, or if they're going to put Zach Davidson out there in the field, or if Hamler is going to make the team. Hamler's explosive plays in theory, right? If he plays even five snaps,
yep.
Isn't he your gadget guy? If all your Curtis Samuel gadget plays, who's doing those? We've been asking that question since he got injured. Isn't KJ Hamler the guy that on paper fits that the most? I'm not saying he's a great player, but he might just be the guy that makes the team. He played running back on Saturday, which is what we thought Samuel was going to do. So maybe that's the simple answer here.
Zoe in Buffalo. Hey, Zoe, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me. No, you make a lot of sense. You know, I do agree. Hamler might be the extra person. I thought Shaver was going to be the guy, tall, like we talked about, blocking. They're going to run better with these type of receivers, but they need another speedster, dynamic type of player, playmaker. And it might be Hamler because of the same situation running the ball. But when I was watching the preseason, I was kind of looking at that Deion Kane kid because even though he probably only had three catches, he just showed something different that them other receivers did not have. And I don't know what the number 14 he had on with the dreads hanging out, but then like Sammy Watkins catching screen passes, but he was going forward. You know, he had a quick little first step in running up the field, you know, and all the other receivers, Hamler, Shakir, they all good, quick player, but they didn't have that type of style. And that style was a little bit similar to Ayuk, if they're looking for that. So, I don't know. What do you think about that?
About Hamler for that?
Deion Kane.
Okay, I'm sorry, Deion Kane, right. The thing about Deion Kane, thanks, though. Yeah, you're on Deion Kane as an idea to make it over a guy like Hamler.
Yeah.
It would be kind of funny for a guy to come in so late and impress so quickly.
Yeah.
There's different ways to look at everything. That would tell you that as they worked out Corey Davis, they went most of camp and came out of it like, we did not do enough. And they went out and tried out Corey Davis, and they brought Deion Kane. If Deion Kane just makes the team in a week and a half,
yeah.
He's probably been on the team for a little bit more than a week and a half. But
August 13th.
Okay, so
it's been
two weeks. 2 weeks. Shows up after training camp, makes the team. How do I not get to, you went to camp and you knew you weren't good enough? And a guy came in 2 weeks.
Unless they thought Claypool was going to give them something, right? Or, I don't know, did anyone else get injured that I'm thinking of here?
Yeah. We'll see how it all works out.
It couldn't all be on Claypool, though. It can't, like, I say that, but I also want to not make it sound like I think all of it was, well, Claypool got injured. Claypool was a lottery ticket, right? I wasn't sure he was going to make the team. I bet against you that he would make the team. Kane, by the way, like, he's a veteran player, though. I guess that helps his case maybe a little bit here. He, like, you look at his stats and you might go, wait a minute, this guy hasn't really played in the NFL in 5 years. He hasn't, but he was one of these, you know. Remember when the Bills signed Duke Williams? What was the story about Duke Williams? It was college, but then it was, this guy was the best receiver in the CFL. That was Duke Williams, right? He went to another league and he dominated there. And that is Deion Kane. Deion Kane was like the USFL MVP and then played in the XFL and was really good. Like, he's one of these guys that has been dominant in the spring leagues. So he hasn't been not playing football for 5 years. He just hasn't been playing in the NFL.
Get a break in 803-0550. Zach and Jim, stick with us. We'll get right to your calls on the other side. If I don't get to a break, then Josh is going to punch me in the face through the glass.
The Bills are releasing Kareem Jackson.
Okay.
Not a
safety,
big surprise
Kareem
there.
Jackson. That's a good sign for maybe the health of some of their safeties and how they're feeling overall the position.
Yep.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Suddenly a receiver question to answer. What happens with Shavers, who many thought would make the team? He's not going to make it. Who gets that spot? Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.